Welcome to the Inspired Teachers Guide podcast. We are Kim Wilkins and Laura Wooldridge, just two teachers trying to podcast. We are so glad that you've joined us.
We are so glad. Welcome back, everybody. It's almost the end of the year. We counted, and I think we have 39 days left of school.
I have always felt like January and February have gone by slow, but this year, it's like, whoa.
Everything's gone fast. I know. And we're out of school next Monday because of the eclipse. Yes.
I am so excited about the eclipse.
I am too. I told Landon, I said, what was Lexi's idea? You need to get married, like do an elopement eclipse elopement. A lot of people are doing that. And he's like, no, I don't want to do that. But I think that is so cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
My kids at school are learning about the different types and all that stuff about eclipse. It's coming.
Oh.
I have a friend and her family is from Nebraska and they experienced totality in 2017 or something like that. Uh-huh. And they loved, they said it was just an experience you can't describe, and that they are all coming to Arkansas. 20 of them are coming for the eclipse because we're experiencing totality and because they don't want to miss it.
So will we in the northeast corner, will we have ours be total darkness? Total eclipse?
You said, I'm just seeing total eclipse of the heart every time I hear it.
Every time.
But my friend's mom, Deb, she said when they had totality, it wasn't like the middle of the night. It was more like sunset dusk.
Uh-huh.
She said that the animals started making their sounds, the transitions of night started. She said it was just a great experience. So I'm excited.
How long does it last?
It's different.
Well, it's going to be gradual, right?
Right. But we have 2 minutes and like 30 seconds of totality, I think. But like Cherokee and Russellville, if you can look, you can Google the map and there's mm-hmm. a diagonal line and they'll experience like 4 minutes.
Really?
And even Pocahontas, I think, has got a significant more amount of time than we do.
Huh.
So
I want to go there. I'm off. We were talking about going to the lake this weekend, but then we were like, I think that might not be close enough, or I don't know.
Yeah, they have about as much time as we do, so it's not advantageous.
Oh, okay.
Okay, listeners, there's more to think about than the eclipse. Although you do need to be thinking about the eclipse if you're in totality.
Yes.
Our topic today is about finishing strong. So many of you are coming to the end of your year. Some are closer than others. I know a lot of schools in Arkansas have transitioned to the hour calendar. And so they are out significantly earlier than what we're used to. Mm-hmm. But no matter what, finishing strong is important. So Kim and I just generated a list of tips for you, things for you to consider, and we're here to talk about it today, aren't we?
Yes, this is a very challenging time of year. I was looking at my calendar earlier today at all the testing and all the like meetings that we have and book battles and field days and grandparents' day. I'm like, so many things that are going on. And it's easy for us as teachers to get overwhelmed mm-hmm. for a lot of reasons, because we have to prep for those activities. But also, you feel like you lose your learning time, and then the kids get off their schedules, which makes it very difficult. We're tired.
We really are.
The parents are tired. The parents are tired at the end of the year. And mm-hmm. kids are ready for, you can tell it's spring and they're playing late night baseball. And
oh, man.
There's a lot of things going on.
There really are. I just, when I was thinking about this, the end of year, so many of the ideas I had and reflections, it was almost like the beginning of school year.
Yeah.
It is, yes. It is probably just as important as the beginning of school year, right, that, you know, we put so much attention on starting strong, and really we don't put much attention on finishing strong. It's like survival.
Yes.
But our kids need to finish strong, and we do too. So we feel, you know, we've maxed out our opportunity.
Absolutely. That's right. So we do have 39 days, but we have 39 days.
That's right.
I mean, we've essentially got 8 weeks of school left. So that's
You know, I will always, it doesn't matter what I teach, I'm always wanting more time. There's not enough time to do this. And so when I think about that, I've got to think, okay, I have to max out my 39 days.
Yeah.
Even with field day, fun day, water day, all those things.
So. All the days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We thought about, you know, just keeping our focus, that there is so much more time, and to remember your why. You know, I really feel that when I get in the weeds or when I get down, it's so many times I've lost my focus.
Yes.
You know, if you set goals, you know, revisiting those goals, and that may be personally or professionally or just fun goals, you know, getting outside or whatever, or, you know, thinking about if you had some fun goals in your classroom, to revisit those.
I think so. I've been looking at with my calendar and the lessons that I need to feel like I really need to get through this year. So, because I'll have the same kids next year. So then starting back, so I'll know where we're ready to start, what we can review and jump on in, and how to get finished with through all the books of our program. And so, mm-hmm. I really have those goals set for this group of students, and they're doing above and beyond what I thought they would, you know, what I expected. But so I think revisiting those goals, my personal ones, not doing so well, Laura.
Well, that's okay.
I'm going to have to get back at it.
Yeah. And it is so hard. I heard my stepsister say a long time ago, we can really only do three things well at the same time. And I am such a believer in it. Wow. But, you know, we just try our best. And then my friend Jessica, she was like, I'm tired of getting better. Tired of trying to be better. we just all cracked up laughing. It was like, yeah. You know what? There's only so much you can do. And I think that's okay. You know, if you're in a season like that, just accept it. My friend Tori said one time, she just wants to be the best person she can be today. And I think about that so often.
That is a good way to think.
Yeah. You know, you were busy this weekend. You had your grandkids, you had family in. And so had a Passover meal.
I did a Passover meal.
Fun.
It was amazing. Yes, we researched it, and Tim led it, and we really did. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
How interesting.
It was amazing. It was really amazing. It was a good time. So it was a lot of things.
Right. You're coming off something like that, the best person you can be today is not going to be the best person you can typically be, you know? Yeah. And that's, we just have to give ourselves grace. But yeah. I think we can't let that become our routine, you know?
Right. So. Yeah. That's right. I mean, we can only do so much, but you wrote down here, and I think this is true, just have fun. Just enjoy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your life, enjoy your children, enjoy your students at school. And I really am I'm really having a good time with my kids right now at school.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I was having this conversation with a teacher not too long ago, and she said, I'm not having fun. And I thought about all the units that she has to teach, and I said, there's lots of fun to be had. I think you've closed your heart to fun. A lot of us are mandated to teach this or that, but there is fun inside these opportunities that we have. And we just have to make sure we're finding it. So,
and you know, what I find with my students, just this personally, we do rate packets every other day. And for fluency. And so it'll have like a passage and then there are different lists of words and we time each other. And I have noticed with my students, they love it. Now, I would have been a nervous wreck as a kid. And I'm working with kids, students with, who have characteristics of dyslexia. So we're not talking about kids that this is really easy for them. They love doing that, Laura. And they are so encouraging to each other. They're like, good job, Jace. You did a great job today. And it's just, it's really precious. So it doesn't have to be, it can be something simple and you can make
it fun. Like kid, sometimes I would add some cheers. I picture Marin using the squirt bottle, squirting everybody saying, you are fantastic. You can have fun while teaching the human body. You can have fun while you're teaching fractions. But I think especially at the end of the year, we need to remember that we can have fun with some intentionality. The last thing I wanted to say about goals is you may even need some new ones. And I know it's crazy to think about that in April and May, but that might be what you need. I listened to a podcast episode and I'll link it. It was by Laura Tremaine and she was talking about Band-Aids that we put. Just think about problems that we have in our lives. We'll put a Band-Aid over it instead of solving it. And I was thinking about that connection to the classroom. If you've got a talking problem and you're just band-aiding it, you're not really dealing with it, you got 39 more days, just deal it, you know? So
don't be angry on it.
Right. You may not want to conquer the ones that are maybe we need to start for next year, but some things that are really itching you that could be fixed pretty quickly, take off the band-aid and deal with it. So
that's right. Just take it head on. We get it head on.
Yes. Yeah.
The other thing is we kind of tend to get lax with our structure.
Yes.
We get real relaxed.
Mm-hmm. So, I see this in a bunch of classrooms. And I mean, I see it biting people a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, do not be afraid to revisit expectations, practice those procedures. Even if your day is full of fun, you've got field day in the morning, you have sing along in the afternoon, or it's a pep rally in the afternoon and it's a dress up day. Why in the world would a school choose to do dress up day at the end, but they do it? And reward day for math progress or whatever.
Yeah.
You still have to keep the structure there. So many times I will hear teachers talk about or watch it happen. And I think we took our foot off the accelerator and we started pressing the brake. And then they do too. They really do mimic us. And I know that they're going to be antsier and stuff right now, but we really need to control that structure.
Yeah. We also have testing. So we need to be aware. I don't like it.
Sorry, everybody. No.
But it's part of life and we have it and it's not going anywhere. So just embrace it.
It's important. Yeah, embrace it and, you know, take the positives out of it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is time we've been learning all year. This is time to just show what we know. Our girls and boys, you know, you are going to shine on this test because we have worked so hard.
So incredibly hard.
Yeah. And I think we need to really, we are aware that testing happens, but we've got to really watch, I think, our language, the way that we approach it ourselves and the way that we approach it with the kids is a major deal. So
I think so too. Yes. And they're busy. We're busy. We just talked about this earlier when we got started, but we have all these activities. So we're busy. The kids are busy. There's soccer, there's gymnastics, there's cheerleading tryouts, there's all the tryouts for all the sports teams.
I really think it's become worse than the holidays. May has
become. Oh, I do too.
Jen Hatmaker has a great post that she posts every May. It's so funny.
Worst end of the school year mom ever. Just Google it. Worst end of the school year mom ever. It is so funny. I think it was the first thing I read by her.
It's just great. So, you know, just be aware that you are going to be tired. They are going to be tired. So just as you took care of yourself at the beginning of the year, you need to take care of yourself at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, trying to get outside. Just
move your body on purpose.
Move your body and move your students' bodies. They definitely need it. You know, a lot of times, so many times we think, my gosh, these kids are nuts. And really it's just because they're bone tired, you know?
Yeah.
Or they're just excited, and kids cannot show excitement in a great way.
No.
They drive you crazy. And so that's one thing I really want to challenge you teachers to finish strong is, don't give up on analyzing the root causes of behavior, really looking at the why are they doing what they're doing. And I think that will help you problem solve and be empathetic towards them. And possibly even to yourself too.
I know. Yeah. And you know what? I find right now they're wanting to tell stories because they're out doing things fun. They've been cooped up all winter. They're getting to get out and do things that are fun, and they want to tell us the stories about it. And we feel pressure, and we're probably not being very good listeners. So being a good listener and responding to them and giving them a chance to share. I've told this before. I had a tattle box in my room. It was so cute. And I loved reading it. And once they told me that thing, then that they were done. They wrote it down and put it in the title box. But you could implement something like that where you just say, hey, I know you've all got something you want to share with me today. And this is my sharing box. And if we don't have time to talk today, if we're a little rushed or we've got two special classes, write it down because I want to know what you have to say. I want you to share. So you just share with me some things that are going on with you.
And if you're on Google Classroom, you know, you could do a question that you ask and post it on there for an older classroom.
Yeah, you could.
Just something just to get out that talking.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's true. Let's see. And remember that the pause is crucial. And when you're responding to behavior, and like I usually count to five before I respond, you may need to count to 10 right now.
Yeah. The power of the pause. We learned about that earlier this year, and it is so crucial.
It is so crucial. You may want to consider going back to episode 8 with Amy. And I think episode 13 is about emotional regulation. Those might be very helpful to you at this point in your life.
That's true. They would. Yeah.
Okay. So let's think about also finishing strong. At Williams, we always train our teachers to be intentional, reflective, and growing. I don't think I will ever let that go because that really is the marker of not just a great teacher, but a great professional or a great person. End of year time, you can really be thinking about what has worked and what has not worked or what has kind of worked and be thinking about, okay, what can I fix now with the Band-Aids taking off? And then really thinking about making a list for next year. So one of my classes, we did this massive project of making a classroom management plan. And I would sit down at the end of the year and just write down things to change. And I was so thankful in August when I went back to it because I would have never remembered it.
Oh, you won't.
It really is a good time to think about. At least write down the problems, even if you aren't thinking about the solution right now. But you can remember that this was a problem.
For sure. Yes. That's why journaling is important.
Oh, yes.
Using the journal.
I want to be like those when I grow up, Kim.
Write it down because it is, if it's not written down, it's gone. It's out of my head.
It is gone for me.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got two more things for you to help you finish strong. And really, when we think about these, Kim, it's not just the end of the school year. A lot of these can be transferred to any time that we're trying to finish strong, a project or whatever. Okay, think about your dues, like your two dues. And if you're a teacher who's taught more than 1 year, you know all the to-dos. You know, your school requires that you strip the walls or move everything to the side or whatever. Or just all the things that you have to do. You know, I would make a memory book for my kids, and boy, I was always regretting it at the end of the year.
I loved it.
But just think about all the things that you have to do. And I really want you to work backwards. So think about the projects and see how you can spread it so your end of year will be not just crazy, crazy. Crazier than it has to be.
That's true. I'm moving classrooms.
Oh, Kim.
We have a new building, and I get to move into the new building where I will have a window. Thank you, Lord. So happy about that. I'm tired of not having a window. I feel cooped up in here.
Oh.
But so I'll have to pack everything. Yeah.
And so, and you don't want to be there 2 weeks after school still packing. So just doing a little bit a day or whatever.
Yeah.
Why don't you share our last thing?
Our positive mindset.
Yeah.
Just step back and think about what you're grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Using really positive language instead of saying I can't or I have to, say I get to. My husband says this to me. If I say, oh, I have to go to work, he'll say, you get to go to work.
Go to work. Yeah.
You get to work. You get to do a job that you love.
Mm-hmm.
And so just step back and be very mindful about all the things that you have to be grateful for.
Yeah.
You know, Tim and I just moved into a new house, and we just walk around and we're like, oh my goodness, we get to live here for the rest of our lives. It's so blessed. I feel so blessed. And so I think that with school too, I mean, I have amazing students, and the people I work with are super nice. And yeah, it's a job. It's hard sometimes, but everything's hard sometimes.
Every job is hard. And teaching is extremely hard. Yes. But I think we sometimes forget that those little faces are so cute.
And they're so cute, and they're counting on you, and they love you so much. And I always say, don't get sucked into the dark side, like a Star Wars thing. Don't get sucked to the dark side. Don't, if there's negative energy around you, just pull away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Just pull away.
I read something or heard something somewhere, and I think I've shared it on the podcast, but it was pretty much saying that, like, if you are around negative energy without fighting it, you will be drawn to the negative. You have to intentionally go to the other side. I think you can think about this in all areas. You know, are my actions, or is my speech mainly negative? Is a lot of negative language coming out of my mouth? Is my lunch bunch being very negative?
Yes.
Because if they are, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to be sucked in. That's a great quote.
Yeah.
Don't get sucked in. Like,
no, don't.
Got to be aware that the negativity is going to build in your building, and you have to be able to fight it.
That's right. Just be the light. Be the light.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Just be the light. And just if you can't hold to conflicting thoughts. So when that negative thought, I've learned this through going to therapy. When that negative thought comes in your mind, write it down, and then write all the reasons why that is not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just jot it down and then make a list of all the reasons why that simply isn't true. Mm-hmm. And you can't hold on to negative and positive. So even if you're not in a place where you can write, you're driving down the car, I've learned to just say to myself, okay, that's not true because.
Whatever. And state the truth. Yeah. I think it's digging yourself out of, and it's all about that perspective, pausing and thinking.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, teachers, we really want to encourage you. We know this is a hard season, but it can be fun and it can be powerful. So don't give up on your structure. Don't give up on your goals.
goals. Remember your why.
Yeah. Smile.
Move your body on purpose.
And on those very busy days, just lean into it. It is what it is, and the kids have looked forward to it all this time. So I really want to caution you to not threaten to take it away. This has been something they've really worked hard for, and so we want them to enjoy the fun. Yeah.
No, don't take it away from them.
Don't take it away.
No. Okay. Well, you have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you next week. Don't forget to share, like our podcast and share it. Find us on social media. Mm-hmm. Download, because then we know exactly where you're listening from.
Yes. And what next week, let's do some shout outs to our listeners about where
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see you next week. We're going to be working on something fantastic that we got an idea for. So get excited, people.
That's right. See you next week.
See ya.